This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Greeley woman is suing two Weld County police departments after its officers left her inside a squad car stopped on train tracks. 20-year-old Yureni Rios Gonzalez was handcuffed inside the car when it was hit by a train moments later. Her attorney, Paul Wilkinson, says there was enough time for officers to intervene.
I can tell you that she did see the train coming, that you can hear the train horn, the train has lights, her hands were behind her back. She frantically tried to escape the vehicle, but the doors were locked, so she saw everything coming.
Rios Gonzalez got broken bones and head injuries and spent a week in the hospital. Workers at a Starbucks in Greeley have voted to unionize. It's the first store in northern Colorado and the eighth across the state to join a nationwide campaign. Workers at Starbucks in Denver and Colorado Springs voted to organize earlier this year. All of those stores are still negotiating their first labor contracts. Research is underway on a drug that could improve memory for people with Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. The drug Leukine is normally used to treat some cancers, but Colorado researchers say the drug improved memory and cognition in mice and more recently in people. Dr. Huntington Potter directs the Alzheimer's and Cognition Center at CU Anschutz.
Most Alzheimer's drugs are considered successful if they slow the course of the disease. But this drug actually made people better.
Potter's team is conducting another longer trial for the drug, and he cautions that more research is needed. Red Cross volunteers from Colorado are in Florida to help with the response to Hurricane Ian. The eight volunteers will help provide shelter, food, and health services to communities affected by the storm. They could spend 2 or 3 weeks there. And there is much more on Florida's preparation for the hurricane all this morning. Colorado weather is mostly sunny. Mid-80s in Denver and Grand Junction. Mountain highs today in the 70s. Those temperatures not changing much. Western Colorado could see some rain by Friday and Saturday. This is CPR News.